Hi, is Chris there?
Him.
Hi, Chris. This is Hashim calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Bank of Cardiff?
Never heard of you.
Yeah, a lot of people haven't. We're a small, we're a private business bank out in San Diego, California, specialized in working capital and equipment financing. And I know you're busy. I didn't want to take up too much of your time, but I was just following up on a pre-approved finance offer that was mailed to the business about 2.5 weeks ago, and it looks like it was based on some lending that you did with OnDeck about a year ago, looks like. And we pre-approved you here for equipment financing and working capital, so I just wanted to circle back and see if you guys have anything in the pipeline coming up.
Hello.
Hello.
I keep hearing like it's windy where you're at or something.
Oh, can you hear me now?
A little better.
How about now?
That's better.
Okay. I don't know if you did you hear any of that?
Basically, I got up to something about if I had anything coming up.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was just circling back to see if you had anything coming up. If you have any projects or contracts or anything that you were looking for some funding for. Have you ever taken a working capital loan out before?
I had a couple advances through some shark type company.
Oh, okay. I see.
But I ended up settling out with them. I'm still in the process of working that out, but I pay into a RAM account at the moment on those.
Sorry, what was that?
I pay into a RAM account basically, and then the takes care of settling with the capital companies.
Oh, okay. I see. Have you ever heard of working capital loans before? Yeah. Okay, so you know they're like unsecured cash and there's no collateral on your end and all that. Okay. Do you have any like projects or anything coming up where you might be able to use some?
Possibly, but
Is it well? The thing is, we have a lot of different programs, whether it's good credit, bad credit, or if you're somewhere in the middle, and the way we lend also is not just solely based on the credit. We lend based off of sales. So typically, we're able to lend 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash.
Gotcha.
Well, how much were you looking for?
Right now I'm grossing around 50,000 a month.
Sorry, can you say that again?
I said right now I'm grossing around 50,000 a month, so I mean whatever I could get out of
50?
that.
50,000 a month. Okay, so like expected around five something. So five, 50, 100. And then what would you be using the capital for?
Basically, just to have extra cash flow, keep growth going.
Okay, so just for extra cash flow, growth. So 60. So based on the 50,000 a month, what I can give you a rough estimate for is 60 to 90,000.
Okay.
Would that be something that you would be a little interested in?
What kind of payments are we talking about? I guess that
So
would depend on the.
we have all kinds of different kinds of payments, whether it's monthly or weekly or whatever. And the way it works usually is I send out an email with there's a one-page application, and the only other thing we require besides that is a very simple application, one page. A 6-month bank statement and your tax return, your most recent tax return for the business. And once you get that into me, I send it out to the underwriters immediately. Within 24 hours, you'll hear back from me, letting you know if I need, anything else from you or if you're already approved or not. And once I come in and give you that information, there's going to be multiple offers there. They're not going to tell you, oh, you can only do like this. They're going to tell you, you can do this, and you can pay it weekly. You can do this, and you can pay it monthly. They're going to give you all kinds of different opportunities. Okay. Is how that works.
Let me ask you this. What's the cheer aside from the guys over on the east side?
Sorry, can you say that again?
What sets you aside from the guys over on the east side?
Is that for working capital, we have a match or beat policy. So if you receive an offer from anywhere else and you send us that offer, we'll beat it.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, as far as the credit goes,
where would you say your ballpark around?
The last credit report I printed off, which was like the 8th of July, my Equifax is 589, my Experian is 618.
589,
618? My TransUnion is 577.
Oh, okay. That's not too terrible. I mean, we can probably work with something like this. I've seen worse. I'll tell you that. A lot worse.
Gotcha.
So
let me explain my whole situation before we go shoot.
Sure.
I'm trying to keep hits off my credit if I can. I had a bunch of people shop me out, but told me they weren't going to.
Sorry, can you say that again? You're cutting off a little.
I've had a couple people shop me out that weren't supposed to.
Uh-huh.
So I've got hits on my credit. That's what's probably holding me back.
Okay, I see.
And then the other thing is I had a advance loan with First Merchant and another one with ARCA, and a company called me and told me, you know, and the whole time they told me, you know, well, this is the only thing we can offer you right now. If you get in and pay your payments, we'll get you a better deal in a month or 2 months.
Right.
So then they call back, and then they end up hitting me with an offer that was not
better.
It was not better. Come to find out, they double compounded my interest and a bunch of other crap. And they charged me even more the second time than the first time. So I hired a company to settle out with them and basically battle with them. So it looks like I defaulted on those loans at the moment.
I see what you're saying.
But I did not. I stopped payment with legal paperwork and put the money into a RAM account, and they're still being paid. They just don't want to admit it.
Okay, so you stopped your payments with them?
Yes, but we put it into a RAM account, put money into a RAM account, and they're still getting paid, just not with the dailies.
Okay, I see. And so do you currently have any loans or lines of credit or anything like that out?
No, the only thing I have was those, and we're still paying on those.
Okay, and how much out do you have with those? Is it a lot?
No, like 10,000 or less.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
No, it started out around 20-something, and I paid like 13 in.
Right. And so were you looking to get the maximum amount based on your 50 grand per month?
Because I could do some things and get a bunch of stuff, you know, tied up and caught up and then be able to possibly hire some more people because we're...
Absolutely, yeah. So you want to use it for payroll as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I mean, based on what you told me, it sounds like we can work with you. And like I told you already, it's a very simple process, so it won't even hurt to try because of how quick it is. It's literally, I'll send it to you right after this phone call. One-page application, 6 months bank statement, and your tax return. If you don't have 2015, 2014 will work just fine. And once those three are in, I immediately send it to the underwriters, literally when you send it to me. And they get back to me the next day. Every time. I worked with a construction company just 2 days ago, and they sent me everything in on yesterday. They finished sending me everything, got it to the underwriters in the afternoon, and I got them approved this morning.
Good.
So it's a very quick process.
Good.
So Did you want me to just send you an email and then you wanted to follow through with that, or how did you want to do it?
Yeah, that worked. You want to send me an email? Do you have
sure. Email? No, what's a good email for you?
Zoom Construction LLC.
Zoom. So, Zoom Construction LLC at Gmail?
Yep.
At gmail.com. All right. I will go ahead and shoot you the email with additional information and all that stuff that you need to send in, and follow up with you if you want to contact me through email or phone, whatever works for you.
Okay.
Sure. All right. Sounds good. All right, man. Take care.